Welcome to the Pipeline Podcast, a podcast that features an entertaining and educational discussion on heavy construction. I'm your host, Scott Jennings. I'm a former construction company owner, a professional engineer, and now a full-time consultant for folks just like you, contractors, engineers, project owners, attorneys, you name it. Join me each week to learn something new about construction, engineering, dispute resolution, estimating, scheduling, or who knows what. Off we go. Work safe. I'm Scott Jennings, and today we're talking about Reading Rebar Drawings 101, Executive Summary. Rebar drawings, they have their own lingo. Here are some basics to get you through understanding what you see on paper and then what you're going to see in the field. What is rebar? Well, rebar, it's short for reinforcing bar. It's that component of reinforced concrete that takes all the tensile load. So when you have reinforced concrete, got a whole bunch of concrete in a beam or a column or a slab, and inside of that, you have some sort of steel. It might be wire mesh, but rebar is usually that thicker, larger diameter, just cylindrical steel, I guess you could call it. Just bar, steel bar, that's all it is. Comes usually in two grades, grade 40 and grade 60. They have different tensile strengths, either 40,000 PSI or 60,000 PSI. It can control cracking. It also is obviously used to prevent catastrophic failure in, again, a beam or a slab or a column, what have you. So reading rebar drawings. So basic rebar layout and lingo. Generally speaking, rebar, it's designed to be a certain diameter and it's designed to be at a certain spacing. That's the gist of how all rebar is laid out, generally speaking. So if you look on the article, there's a photo on there and it shows a gentleman kneeling on top of just a large mat of rebar. In a slab, they're called mats, and in a wall, they're called curtains. Anyway, so the gentleman is leaning on, I don't know if it's a bridge deck or a building slab, whatever it is, and the way that rebar is designed, usually, say the designer wants, well, I want 3/4 inch diameter steel bars, and I want them spaced at 6 inches all across the Walmart slab, or whatever it might be. So the way they usually call that out, and not only in an actual drawing for a project, but in the shop drawings. A shop drawing is what a rebar detailer will create after he or she sees what is drawn in the actual prints. So a rebar shop drawing is made by a detailer, and they look at the actual contract drawings and say, okay, I see the bulk of all the bars that the designer wants. The rebar detailer, will then take those contract drawings by the structural engineer and translate those contract drawings into a shop drawing. And a shop drawing is something that a fabricator uses to make all the bars. And then out in the field, the iron workers will tie all the bar using these shop drawings. And the construction inspector will use the same shop drawings to make sure that all the bars that were called out are actually in the particular concrete pour. So you might see, again, going back to the example, say the engineer wants 3/4 inch diameter steel bars spaced at 6 inches. Both directions, they want it on the top of the slab, and they want that same mat on the bottom of the slab. If you go to the shop drawing, what you're going to see is something like number 6, MK605 at 6-inch EW, T, and B. What in the world does that mean? Well, if you break it down, number 6, MK605 at 6-inch each EW, T, and B. If you read that in English, number 6, MK605 at 6-inch, EW, T, and B. It is number 6, mark 605 at 6 inches each way, top and bottom. Number 6, MK605 at 6-inch, EW, T, and B. So what do all those letters mean? So the number 6, that's a 6/8 diameter bar. All bars, at least in America, are measured by 1/8 inch. Number 4 is 4/8, that's a 1/2 inch. Number 5 is 5/8. Number 6 is 6/8 or 3/4 inch diameter. So that's what a number 6 is, number 7 is, number 8 is. Number 8 is an inch, right? So 8/8 is 1 or an inch. MK605. So the way the bars are called out in shop drawings is usually you'll have the MK, which means mark, which is just a designation detailers use to say, I got to put another bar on this drawing. I'm going to go mark. 605 would be mark 605, mark 6. The 6 is the diameter. And the 05 is probably the 5th bar that the detailer used on the drawing. So MK605 is a number 6 bar, and it's probably the 5th one that the actual detailer drew on the drawing. because these bars, they have all sorts of different shapes and lengths and bends and stuff like that. So a Mark 605, six is the number six bar, the fifth one that he or she drew on the page as the detailer for the rebar company. At 6 inch, that means 6 inch spacing. EW, each way, that means if you had a slab pointing in the north-south direction, you'd have bars going each way, north-south and east-west, if you can imagine that grid. And then lastly, T and B, top and bottom. So this is a slab, right? So it'd be top of slab, bottom of slab. You might have in a wall, instead of saying T and B, you'd have EF, each face. So it'd be on each face of the wall, the outside face, the inside face. So one more time, number six, MK605, at 6 inch, EW, T and B, directly translates to number six, Mark 605, at 6 inch, each way, top and bottom. See how that works? So it's really not that simple when you start breaking it down. There's a lot more on the drawings than just that, but that'll get you going. And as you start to think of how can I, as a rebar detailer, explain to the guys in the field and the people who are inspecting where to put all these bars in a particular pour, you start to use all this lingo. And a lot of times there's a legend on the drawing which tells you what, say, CLR means, clearance, EF, each face, EP, epoxy, H, horizontal, V, vertical, inside face and outside face, IF, OF. You could have top of footing, top of slab, TOF, top of footing, TOS, top of slab. So just start to think about all these things that need to be shortened up, and that's what you get. There's an example on the article, and you'll see some of the things that I mentioned, not all of it, but at least that kind of gives you a real-life example from a real-life drawing of what rebar drawings look like. My story, well, I've been doing structural concrete for a long time, and right now I'm on a 70,000 cubic yard structural concrete job, and I've had to freshen up all these, you know, rebar reading skills that I developed over time. I don't do it every day, so it's good to go back and maybe write a little article on how to help you, you know, read these drawings, learn how to do it. So besides actually learning how to read rebar drawings, just a little side note, as an estimator, if you estimate work, most of the time in a lot of jobs, they give you the total weight of rebar on a job, you know, how many tons it might be on a job. But if you ever have to estimate how much rebar is in a cubic yard of concrete, everyone has a different number, but a pretty common number is 200 pounds of rebar in each cubic yard of concrete. So if someone says, hey, can you estimate my, you know, whatever it is, 1,000-yard concrete placement? It might be that, you know, 1,000 yards times 200 pounds, you do that mathematical calculation, and then you'll have the total weight of rebar in a wastewater treatment plant or a bridge deck or a slab on grade, whatever. It's just a range, something to get you a rough order of magnitude of rebar on a job. That's all I got. Have a great week. Work safe. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Pipeline Podcast with me, Scott Jennings, your host. Thank you for sharing a few minutes of your day with me. I hope you learned something, or at least you enjoyed the podcast. I hope you'll recommend us to a friend. With hundreds of construction and engineering projects under my belt, from coast to coast and in Hawaii, I'm equipped, my company's equipped, to assist you in matters of claim preparation and support, scheduling, professional engineering, pre-con services, project management, litigation support, you name it. Find me at sjcivil.com. That's sjcivil.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week. Work safe.